Regarding fortune telling is forbidden, the Hadith tells us, while Muawiyah was praying with the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, one of the congregation sneezed, whereupon Muawiyah responded, may Allah have mercy on you. Thereupon, someone in the congregation looked at him with disapproval. To this he retorted, may you lose your mothers, why are you staring at me? Then they started clapping their hands on their legs, so he understood they wanted him to be silent, so he restrained himself. Once the prayer was over, the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, drew attention to the incident. May my father and my mother be your the ransom of the Prophet, said Muawiyah. I have never known a better instructor before him or after him. When he finished the prayer, he neither rebuked, beat, nor reproved me. He said, during prayer, talk is not permissible, because it is only for praise, exhortation, and the recitation of the Quran. Or he said something similar to that. Muawiyah said, O Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, I have just emerged from ignorance, and Allah has favored us with Islam. There are still some among us who consult fortune tellers. The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, replied, they should not go to them. Then Muawiyah said, some of us are guided by omens. The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, commented, these are just figments of imagination. You should not be influenced by them.